is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, June 23rd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we talk about what big is happening on the weekend. Monday, there was a big launch at Ministry of Agriculture. Man, they're digitizing. So I have the Ministry of Agriculture in studio, and I'm going to be asking some information from and go in much detail with her team. But before then, I'm here with Mr. Glenville Johnson, who is the One Stapling Association president. That's right?
Yes, sir.
Good. And you're having a big event on Saturday, is that?
Yes, sir.
And I want to know what's the big event happened on Saturday. And before I move into the Ministry of Agriculture and the big things that is happening there as they move with the Digital Transformation Unit in terms of digitizing everything at the Ministry of Agriculture. I see they're looking at me with cross eyes, but that's okay. They'll explain that to me shortly. Go ahead, Mr. Johnson. What's happening Saturday?
So we have an exciting event tomorrow. It's a pop-up market with a concert element to it. It's Stapling Gardens. It's McKinney Avenue. Its start time is 12 p.m. We have local artists from Stapling Gardens that's set to perform. So the talent pool for artists is... mainly from Stapling Gardens, who we got from Black Swan, Provenance Music Group, that's a record label. The owner, he lives in Stapling Gardens. And of course, he has a stable of artists that are, they have music group. What makes this event so unique and special is it's a combination of Stapling Gardens partnered with Millennium Gardens, the president of their association, Mr. Mara Clark, and of course, Yellow Elder, partner with their association, Ms. Navolia Johnson, and it shows the connection that we have as a community, as a constituency, in Mount Amaria, and we are able to come together in such a unique way, and this kind of event has never been done before, but of course, we have done a lot of firsts in Stapling Gardens, and so... it's only right that we are the first again to do such an event with the three boroughs, as I would say, coming together.
Stapling in general is trailblazers, actually, because we watch you in Fox Hill. We watch you in Fox Hill, and every other day you all tend to have a new event, a new initiative. And I'm saying, how you all get there? And especially when it seems like you all have your own local government down there, and I see you talk about boroughs, or three boroughs of very American issues by watching you. So this Saturday, Stapling is having a big event.
Yes.
They're asking the wider New Providence to come down and see their big event that you're showcasing. You have people in the community of Stapling Garden who are talented. And
they're going to be putting on a concert, mm-hmm. So various artists. They are pros at what they actually do. We also have the Rick and Scrape Band from Yellow Velda, so it's a combination of all three of us coming together just to showcase this.
It's a big event.
Yes, yes.
And what about food?
Man, we got all kind of food there.
Like, you can make sure they can't get me just coming content and there's no food there. What about food?
We got all kind of food there. We got Grand Cork's world-famous conch fritters. We can have some lemonade. We can have some rum.
Rum is good.
Yeah, we can have wings, that crack conch. We can have some of it at conch fritter stand, so we can have... wide variety of choices. We can have persons with clothing options, jewelry, Bohemian.
So it's a real pop-up fair.
We're going to have a gentleman, Mr. Efong, who lives in Stapling. He's going to be, going to have some smoke detectors and fire extinguishers on, And so it's very comprehensive, And so we're going to display all the wares and talents and, you know, resources that persons want to put on display for the public.
I appreciate that. There's big things that happen in the Staples Gardens. They said they have three boroughs. Name the three boroughs again.
Yellow Elder, that's Millennium Gardens, and of course, Staples Gardens.
And the three of you are joined together to have one big event that is happening this Saturday.
This Saturday, 12 p.m. until we got a band, Black Swan, that's going to be in the house, they're going to be in the building. I said again, Providence Music Group. You got Sean P., hip hop artist. It's pretty good.
Is it free? Can I come
yes,
in?
Yes.
Oh, so I don't have to pay to get this concert. It's
no,
free.
No, sir. No, sir.
Just come prepare to buy food.
Yes, that's what it's free. I can't guarantee that will be free because, you know, this is a pilot.
Yeah.
We're excited about it. We think we have something special here. We're eager to see exactly.
And you ain't tell me where in Stapleton or Stapleton Big?
McKinney Avenue.
Okay.
That big park.
That big park.
That everybody loves to come to now.
Yeah.
We're proud of that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So, and of course, the residents in Stapleton Gardens are very welcoming. We have built a strong culture in our community. And so this is part of the association's mandate to build vehicles like this so we can give opportunities to our residents to economically empower them, you know, and of course anybody else that want to partner and join us so they can use this vehicle for economic empowerment.
Thank you very much.
And display.
And I plan to invite you back so we can understand how the association came about.
Absolutely.
Right? Because my community in Fox Hill might need one or two help, and I would like to get some insight on that. What did you do to get all these people together?
Yes, that's not a problem at all. Staples Gardens, again, we are deeply involved, we're deeply active, deeply motivated, and the little knowledge that we have, we are definitely willing to share our path to how we got here. And, you know, I think this model is leading the way. We're proud of that. And the burden of leadership is on Staples Gardens, and we have the ability to go forward with that.
Thanks. That was Glenville Johnson from One Staples Association. But I'll transition now, right? I'll transition now to the project manager at the Ministry of Agriculture, and that's Miss Jacqueline Foxdevoe. Did I get all your names correct?
Yes, you did, sir.
Let's just bring that mic a little closer so I can hear you, Miss Jacqueline
Foxdevoe. Yes, you did, sir.
Yes. And I'm trying to understand what a project manager of agriculture means, actually. So forgive me.
Well, the project manager, it meant the person who would be responsible for overseeing the digitization process. As you're aware, we recently launched 12 new services online, officially on Monday the 19th of June, 2023. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And we are so excited and most elated. We are one of the leading ministries in the Bahamas.
Mind you, I've been watching the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources. You notice I said the whole name? I've been watching the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, and they've been doing some trailblazing things of late, especially when the minister, every week he seemed to be on announcing, I'm doing this, we're doing that, we're doing that. And I said, my gosh, these people are working, right? And now to hear that Monday, mm-hmm. you all launched that almost the majority of the ministry is now being digitalized.
Yes, sir.
Right? And I ask you this. What are all part of the ministry is now being digitalized? And what exactly are you trying to accomplish by digitalization?
Well, our Minister Clay Sweeting, he was a visionary, and he's also a millennial. So, you know, millennials, they tend to grasp towards digitization and technology. And so we want to make the services efficient, more responsive. We wanted to meet the needs of our local clientele. In that aspect, we would have had some 30 services in total.
How many?
30
different services already?
30 in total.
You just launched that.
The Department of Agriculture, we would have had 18.
Okay.
Previously,
okay.
We added an additional 12.
I understand.
Yes, yeah, so the Department of Agriculture would have 14 services under that department online, and the Marine Resources have an additional 14. So for the total, and the ministry has two.
The ministry itself has two.
Yes, two.
Great, doing grand things. And I see you brought people with you, right?
Yes, sir.
You brought a representative from the Marine Resources. Who's that? That's Ms. Sinclair. Bring the mic a little closer to you, Ms. Sinclair. And I know Ms. Fox have already mentioned that you all have about how many?
30 in total.
30 for Marine Resources. How many should they have?
They're 14.
They're 14. I would like to know, list a couple of those 14 services that the Marine Resources tend to?
Okay, so some of the services that we're offering online is for commercial fishing licenses, compressor, trapping permits for like crawfish and stone crab, duty-free permits to bring in a vessel or to bring in equipment for on the customs tariff list. So for us, the Department of Marine Resources goal was to not only enhance the efficiency of our office, but to also assist Family Island officers and Family Island fishermen to be able to apply for their permits compared to the old way of putting it on the boat, letting it come to Nassau, fill out the application, and then having to go and put it back on the boat for the Family Island fishermen to get it. Now is it with my gateway, they can apply online, pay online, and receive their permits digitally.
See, I'm old. I'm not the millennials that Ms. Fox DeVoe was mentioning, right? I'm used to traveling on the boat and say, well, I get into Nassau and I could be there for 2 weeks to try to license everything. And you're telling me now I could do all that with a click right
yes,
now?
Yes, all I have to do is sign up for my gateway, and not only just for marine resources, but all of the, whether it's road traffic or Department of Agriculture, now you can do all of those processes online, which is more easy, where you ain't got to pay a ticket to come to Nassau for what?
See, I have to get used to that. You only need to have some place where I can just get the list of things I could do online and then say, so, okay, I could do this. I don't have to sail for Nassau for anything. But let's talk to you, Miss, I can really forget you, Miss Mackey. Miss Mackey, how does digitalization impact your department?
Well, at the department, at the Digital Transformation Unit, we were the vehicle that the Ministry of Agriculture, Marine Resources, and Family Island Affairs used in order to digitize their services and bring the services online. So at the Digital Transformation Unit, we have a number of different roles. My role as the change management practitioner is that I was helping with the people side of change.
You're the liaison officer. Big work with you.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah, the liaise officer, and not just a liaise officer. Sometimes when you start a project, persons just focus on what the solution is. But with the Digital Transformation Unit, we wanted to ensure that the solution is, what's the word? Sustained.
Ah.
So we focus, my role was to focus on the people side of change, ensure that they have the resources, the training, help with the coaching. Because, you know, sometimes change is hard.
Yeah, I can understand.
And change is something persons don't want to do. So we were here to help the agency, help their employees with this change, get them motivated, get them to want the change, get them, give them the ability to work with the digitization, give them the training that they need, the knowledge, and to help with any resistance that may happen while we are working with digitizing the services.
Okay, and this was Ms. Bulek? No, this was Bulek there. I'm getting mixed up, right? Of names who I have in studio. But I know I have my cousin Ms. Bulek here, and she tends to be the one who explains things to me. I'm not bringing you in the conversation because I want to talk more about what is being offered at the Ministry of Agriculture, right? I see the marine resources. I see the benefits of not having to travel all the way to Nassau anymore. You could do everything, digitalize it, and get your license, and especially for the compressor thing, especially for fishermen. But how agriculture benefiting?
Okay, we have one of our officers who was going to call in.
Let me see if she is calling. Oh, this is a good time for her to call in now.
And
right?
She's going. While they're hooking up the call in, let me just add that we have two services under the ministry. We have Farmers Market at Glaston Road, where persons can sign up if they want to sell produce, if they want to sell locally produced body products, ornamental plants, food processing items, and those sorts of things, handicraft. But it has to be local, authentically Bahamian made, as well as the land. Persons wanting to apply for agricultural farmland can do so. We have lands available, farmland in Abaco, Andras, and Grand Bahama. So they can.
I can apply for farmland.
Farmland, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You mean I don't have to know the minister personally and say, man, I need a farmland?
No, sir. That's where we're going now. We're going global, digital transformation. We're changing the way we do business.
What about dog license? Because my dog ain't licensed yet.
If you want your dog license, like she would have, well, we're going to have the officer come now.
I was going to drive to Gadsden Road this week.
Yes, sir.
So are you saying me I don't have to drive to Gladstone Road?
You don't have to drive there, sir.
And I can go online.
My gateway.
And go my gateway.
Sign up today. And sign up today.
And sign up. And I can get my dog license online.
Yes, sir.
You're that technological advanced.
We bad like that.
I'm impressed with agriculture. You all are definitely trailblazing in general to offer so many services.
Yes, sir.
Right? Because number of these, like I said, I'm analog, right? I'm used to driving and taking time, days off work to do these things. But it seems as if now everything is by a click of a button and I just get licensed.
So we'll be moving, sir.
Yeah, and I know I just had a phone call there and a person hang up, but if you want to call back and I believe that's a lead from agriculture. What is your agriculture name again? Who should be calling?
Josefina Adley Curry.
So the line is blinking, producer. That should be Ms. Adley on it. So Patrick's through and make sure, so I can understand what's being offered at agriculture. Go ahead, Ms. Adley. Connecting right now. Nothing. Can you hear me there?
Hello, yes, sir.
And this is Ms. Adley?
Yes,
sir. Yes, thank you very much. And you're calling from the Family Island, right? Correct?
Yes, I'm calling from the Abaco office.
The Abaco office. And thank you very much for taking time out to call. And I know that it'll always be like a disconnect in between. And so I appreciate you connecting. And I want to hear about agriculture. I understand the benefits of this technological, digital transformation they're doing with marine resources. But how does it benefit me? As a agriculturalist, a farmer, what services are you offering online that I can just click a button?
The Department of Agriculture is offering 7 services previously that has already been launched, and those are the import of plants, poultry, dairy, meat, bananas, fruit, veg, and eggs. That has been online for some time now, and I know in Abaco, most of the persons are stakeholders, wholesalers, retailers, are taking advantage of that opportunity to apply online and get their permits. Now, recently we have launched another, which is a dog license that you were just talking about. We have the new licenses. We have also launched a renewal and also transfer of the dog license. The unfortunate part about that is that you can apply online, but because the dog license has to be attached to the animal, that has to be collected at the Gladstone Road, Nassau Department of Agriculture.
I got to ask about that, right? Because like I said, the dog ain't licensed yet. So I can pay online, and I could drive to Gladstone Road, and then you'll have my dog license available.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
That's good. Because I know I may have to wait a while. Just letting you know.
Not a problem. You will be able to apply online. You will get a copy of the license, a hard copy, stating that, and a prompt that tells you your dog license is available for collection at the Department of Agriculture.
Do you want to prompt me to? So I don't have to drive there in vain. Because I could tell you a story. I've paid and had to go there 3 times to collect it. So now I'm understanding that you'll actually call me back or prompt me and say, man, come and collect it now.
Yes, you will receive an email from the Department of Agriculture through the system, and it will let you know that your dog tag is available for collection.
Look at this.
It's Guardian Radio.
But go ahead. I'm very much impressed. I'm very much impressed. But let me put you in pause right now and go back to the project manager, Miss Jacqueline Foxevo. What is the general objective of Ministry of Agriculture when this moving towards this digital age?
The general objective is to make the ministry more responsive to the needs of the Bahamian people. And the Bahamian people, they demand no less of such services. We are here to serve.
You know what? I am impressed. The reason why I'm impressed, because I tend to use these services myself. Right? Because I'm a processor. Because I have, like I said, I license a dog. I don't know if I should say that on the radio yet, right? But he's a house dog, right? But to know that these technological advances are available, that it can speed up the whole process. I don't have to be driving up and down. It's something to be commended for the ministry. And to know that you're a trailblazer and you have so much listing of services. But I need to invite you back because I need to detailed the number of services. So those persons who did not know that you'll offer these things could at least have a listing. and see how these listing impacts their life, their lives, right? But before you go again, and from your point of view, firstly, of the ministry itself, what are the two services you offer online? The Ministry of Agriculture itself, proper.
We offer the Gladstone Road, Market at Gladstone Road vendor application, and mm-hmm. we offer farmland, agricultural farmland.
And I can go online and apply for farmland, and of course, if I want to be one of those persons processing selling at the Gladstone Road thing, I can apply for all that, pay farmers online, market, and just show up the farmers market. I'm going back to the Ministry of Department of Marine Resources. Again, remind me of the services.
Okay, so currently we have the commercial fishing license, the compressor license, crawfish and stone crab trapping licenses, duty-free for bonefish, commercial fishing, to bring in a vessel duty-free, and for fish farming. And all those are for new or renewals for applicants.
Okay, and we're going back to Abaco. Abaco, you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
I need a listing of what all services y'all offer.
So we offer the import of plants, poultry, dairy, meat, bananas, fruit and vegetable, and eggs. We also offer dog license renewal, new and transfer. We also offer CITES, which is the Convention on International Trade and Endangered Species. So it's the import of orchids. And we also have farmers registration, the new and renewal of those registrations.
And when I invite you back, you know you got to explain that farming part, right? Because I taught you just farm. And apparently you need to get license and stuff like that. And you can do that online. See?
Yes, sir.
You need to fly in. See, you don't fly in now. You use this technology and you just go Zoom. But you need to fly. Explain that to me and show me so I can. Anyway, I want farm too. And, of course, I plan to re-invite the Digital Transformation Unit to go in detail on how they helped the Ministry of Agriculture get to this level, right? It is next. But I enjoyed this conversation. It was very informative. And thank you very much for coming by and at least explaining that to me. And you say you launched all of this last week?
Last week, Monday, sir.
And you always had access to internet before? I mean, the services?
Yes, sir.
And just add more into it?
Just add on. We just go in bigger and better. More to come.
More to come, too.
More to come. That's phase two.
That's phase two. Yeah, man, call me up. Call me up so I can know.
It's another show, another time.
Yes, definitely. But we'll take a commercial break now, and I appreciate that you come by and explain all of this. And, of course, bring back Miss Fox.
Definitely.
Miss Fox DeVoe. She's my new cousin, right? So she could go in detail exactly what all as a project manager that she does and how she coordinates all of these things and how she's partnering with the Digital Transformation Unit and my gateway, the easy word, and sign up, and that behemoths will benefit from that. But this is Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri, and thank you very much for passing by and explaining that to me.
Our pleasure, sir.
Yes.
Queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge, so we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Bahamas games? What was the purpose of the games?
The purpose is twofold. One, to bring Bahamians from throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas together through sports. And the second, to find talented athletes throughout the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to be trained and possibly make it to the Olympic level.
When the games is?
This July 7th, to the 15th.
For more info, call 322-1029.
I'm Lasagna Mizek, Managing Director of RBC Royal Bank Bahamas, with some big news that will elevate your debit card experience. RBC's new Visa debit chip card will soon be here. To make things easier for you, we're offering free FedEx delivery when you validate your contact details. No need to wait in line. We'll bring the card straight to you. Call 356-8500. Select option 7 for Visa debit direct line and update your delivery address. Our team is available weekdays between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Take advantage of the security and convenience of chip and PIN technology. Free delivery is for a limited time, so act now.
And welcome back to Garden Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. And I had a delightful conversation with Ministry of Agriculture and the technological advances they're doing there, especially with the transformation unit, the My Gateway, and the services they offer. But now I'm transitioning. I'm going to be speaking to the managing director, Nicholas Higgs, from the Bahamas Development Bank. Let me make sure that he's online because I'm doing this via Zoom. They have an activity happening this weekend, so everyone is up and working. So I was able to secure almost about 5-10 minutes with him so we explain what is the big thing that is happening there. Mr. Higgs, are you online right now? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I am excited that you made time for me, by the way. So thank you very much.
I appreciate the ability to provide more information to more Bahamians so that we have a successful event and they're aware of this opportunity themselves. So thank you.
This is my pleasure, man. This is a big opportunity, actually. This is financing for the creative industry. And I am a creative. I mean, few people would say really that. But I do things. I do performance and such, right? And I'm a processor in terms of that. And then I came across an ad that money given out. Money given out. And I said, I need to find out more details. I need to get in contact with someone. And this is the Bahamas Development Bank that is having something this weekend.
It will be June 26th, this Monday, at 6 to 8 p.m. at the National Art Gallery. We'll be launching our first exclusive fund. It's the C15 Studios, just to take you back. The C15 Studios is a Trinidadian fund that invests in the orange and the creative economy, with as low as $500,000 up to $1.5 million. And so what we realized as the Bahamas Development Bank, whilst we're direct lending to entrepreneurs, there's a considerable space and gap between investment funds, investment groups locally and internationally, and individuals who are financing. They want to invest in projects, they want to invest in businesses, but they themselves don't want to put their brand out there to receive business plans, or they themselves, they don't want to be inundated with so many business plans. And then you have on the opposite side, a lot of entrepreneurs themselves who are trying to get financing for these ideas, for these innovative visions that they have. And we realize that we are the bridge to connect the entrepreneur and the financier. So whilst we are doing our direct lending, we also want to add another opportunity via our brokerage arm, where we're facilitating financing through other financiers. And so C15 Studios is the first exclusive signee who has said we will do financing for orange and creative economy to Bahamian entrepreneurs across all islands. It must go through the Bahamas Development Bank. So we'll handle the vetting, making sure the KYC is correct. And once it's packaged well, we'll then send it to the fund for final review. But this is an opportunity for, as you would know, in the orange economy, it is extremely difficult to get financing. And so we're just trying to find mechanisms to help more entrepreneurs in all industries across all islands. And this is the first of many funds to come to help entrepreneurs.
So, Mr. Higgs, who should be present on Monday? Monday, you're given access to entrepreneurs, particularly people in the orange economy. I want to know who should be invited, who should drive up there and say, hey, I'm here to get this information. Who are their target audience?
Anyone who is interested in getting into a business in the orange economy, those who are currently in the business in the orange economy, or if your life benefits or it is affected by the orange economy, you should come here and get this information. This can range from persons who are in simple agriculture, animation, which is getting very popular, dance, music, photography, wellness, film. All of these areas encompass the orange economy. So please, it covers a wide scope of industries within the orange economy. So please, anyone who's interested in the space, who's currently in the space or is affected by it, we'd love to see you there. Come get this information, get the tools, and so you can make the best decision for you and your company.
So I plan to show up on Monday. And give me the time again when it's going to be on Monday again.
Six. It starts at 6 and it ends at 8.
6 p.m. until 8 p.m., right? I want to know, as an artist, a creator, creative, right? When I come here to this event, should I bring anything with me? Any kind of forms, information, data to network? What should I bring with me?
But what you should bring is an open mind and the ability to process a good amount of information. That's all you need to bring. Come here and get the information. We're going to provide you all the tools and information needed. We'll have some speakers. So Lorraine O'Connor will be there. She's the general manager of the C15 Studios. So the persons making the decisions on the financing will be in the country, will be there. So have your questions ready. We also have Felicia Howe there as well. She's the director of the Bahamas Investment Authority. So she'll provide you information on the process. How does money flow internationally, locally to a company? So you'll be aware and understand the exact process, because we want to make sure this is transparent and that persons can go home and say, you know what, this benefits me or it doesn't. And they clearly understand why. And finally, we'll have Brickle Pinder there, who is the director of trade and industry at the Ministry of Economic Affairs. And she'll provide information on how do you export areas in the outside the country, your orange economy business. How do we get films out of there? How do we get your business for photography out there? So she'll speak to exporting. And so all these persons are very talented, knowledgeable gurus in their fields, and they'll be able to provide you all the information you need at the event. So just come there with an open mind and your good questions.
So this is like a network seminar where you just benefit from just being present and you just absorb all the information and then you start networking and moving forward.
But correct. You would have a lot of persons around within the industry at different layers. And so you find a lot of persons you meet, and those who you would like to meet as well, this is a place where they'll be at as well.
And I just want to call some of the sectors being served, right? You mentioned the animation sector, the architecture sector, the beauty sector, carnival, arts, dance, events, fashion, film, hospitality, music, photography, technology, theater arts, visual arts, wellness, and sports. And at this event that you're having on Monday at 6 p.m. through 8 p.m., 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., sorry, you're saying that the speakers that you have available, Lorraine O'Connor, Felicia Hanna, and Brickle Pinder, will give advice and give access in terms of information to how these creatives and these persons inside these fields can get access to funds and financing?
Yeah, so this won't be advice. What this will be is explicitly the process for you to apply to get financing from this institution, the process to actually get the financing at the government level, and for you to also understand how you can actually export your current ideas and visions out of the country to other areas. So this is not a theoretical conversation we'll be having Monday. This is a fact-based conversation, process-based. So when you leave out of there, everyone who comes to this event will have a clear understanding of the process, how this will be done, and if this fits what they're trying to get done.
And for my listening audience who are not familiar, remind us about who is C15 Studios.
C15 Studios is a Trinidadian fund focused specifically on financing those in the orange economy. Their parent company is Aspire Management Company Limited. This is a Trinidadian company as well. And they finance larger projects in more industries. And we're actually working to get an arrangement with them as well to formalize something. So this is the first. And we would like to do more in other industries as well. And for larger amount, we have others on the table who want to do projects 5 million and above while in different sectors. But currently this one today for Monday will be the C15 Studios. They do financing as low as 500,000 up to 1.5 million in the orange economy. And Monday, June 26, 6 to 8 p.m. at the National Art Gallery, we'll be speaking about that. How can you source this financing? How can you get access to this financing?
And you're signing some kind of MOU. Who are you exactly signing an MOU with?
We've been negotiating this for a few months now, from last year actually. But on Monday, we'll be signing the exclusive MOU stating that for anyone in the Bahamas who would like to get financing through this fund, would have to go to the Bahamas Development Bank. And what this means is this is a very positive thing, because it means we've studied what the C15 Studios requires for financing. So in entrepreneurs who would like to access this financing, come to us. We can clearly articulate this is the way that you can get this financing. Because what happens is a lot of persons just want to apply to these entities, but their language, the way they speak, the terminologies sometimes don't align. So for the development bank, where we initially directly lend loans, we understand what an investor is thinking. We understand what they're looking for. And so we quickly acclimate to their requirements, and we can help behemoths have a higher percent chance of success when submitted through us.
And why did the Bahamas Development Bank decided to take on this project? They felt that there's a need for this MOU.
What the Bahamas Development Bank wants to do is, our act requires a lot of change, but there's also a lot of flexibility within our act. And this is something that we are allowed that we can do. And so what we're seeing is, whilst we're doing our fundraising so we can directly lend to entrepreneurs, why not look at all these other investors who want to fund entrepreneurs as well? So we realize, as the development bank, we are the middle of the spider web for entrepreneurship in the country. We want to make sure that through all of our partnership and agencies or ministries or just entrepreneurs itself, we are the middle piece to make sure we understand what businesses need. And what they need right now is financing for their businesses. And so this is why we took it on. That doesn't mean we're stopping our direct lending. That is critical. We need to do that. But at the same time, we're looking at it as adding more services to Bahamian entrepreneurs and adding more options to Bahamian entrepreneurs.
You mentioned services and options. The Bahamas Development Bank tend to be doing all kind of things in order to empower Bahamians. What new projects do you all have online now?
We have a lot of amazing funds. So one is this a brokerage arm, which we're speaking about today, where we help finance persons through financiers. We have that option. We also have our execution agency agreements, which we'll hopefully launch in a few weeks as well. What this means is, if you and somebody want to lend money to each other, you want to lend a company $200,000, but you don't have the ability to do the KYC, the vetting, due diligence, or managing that account, you can do that execution agreement through us. Oh. So you can come to us and say, hey, I want to lend this person $400,000. And we will execute the funds rate, do the KYC, do the due diligence, and then we will actually send you a quarterly or monthly report on how your account is doing. And we will transfer the interest and principal back to the initial the investor. And so we get an administrative fee for that. And what that means is we're adding more services for Bahamians. So that's I think that one's going to do very well. And I'm very excited for that one to come as well. And you'll be the first person to actually hear about that. That's only been internal so far.
I'm excited.
So that allows any Bahamian who says, I want to lend at a certain amount, we'll handle it for you. And we'll handle all that process. So we want to create a spirit of lending in this country and just open up the doors for more persons to lend and more persons to take on financing and use it appropriately.
Just recently, I had members of the Small Business Center 242 here, and they were mentioned that their number of their members find it difficult to get loans or funding in general to develop their businesses. And I'm hearing your new projects that you're about to launch soon about lending. How would someone be able to get in contact with the Bahamas Development Bank and say, well, I understand that there's funding. I don't know where to go or how to go about it, but I just want to have a contact person so they can shepherd me on which way to go and how to do this.
When it comes to the program for this Monday, the best way to sign up would be you could send an email at sdi@bdb.gov.bs, sdi@bdb.gov.bs. They also can go to our Facebook page, Bahamas Development Bank, and they can register for the event. Now, if somebody is looking for more information, they can make a call to 702-5700, 702-5700, for general information on our programs, general information on what we have going on. And they can also go to our website, bahamasdevelopmentbank.com, to get more information generally on what products and services we have.
And that was the registration for this event. What's happening Monday, you gave just now? Just confirming that.
Correct. So for the event happening Monday, they can register at at sdi@bdb.gov.bs, or they can go to our website, our Facebook page, Bahamas Development Bank, and they can register right on our Facebook page for the event on Monday.
And just for... to understand this event happening on Monday, is this free or do I need to come and pay something?
It is completely free.
It's free?
It's free, yes.
I just need to show up, register and show up and listen to the event and see how I can benefit and get some funding.
Correct. You're completely correct.
That's nice. But remind me where the event is going to be again and who are the speakers and the times again, please.
It will be our event of our launch of our exclusive MOU signing with the C15 Studios. Will be June 26th, this Monday, starting at 6 p.m. and at 8 p.m. at the National Art Gallery. We'll have Lorraine O'Connor speaking, Felicia Hanna, and Brickle Pinder speaking as well.
And Lorraine O'Connor is the general manager of C15 Studios, correct?
Correct. So you have the person making the decisions who's leading that fund right there on the ground to speak to you. You also have Felicia Hanna, the director of the Bahamas Investment Authority. And you have Brickle Pinder from the director of trade and industry at the Ministry of Economic Affairs will be there as well to speak.
So right now I'm checking my schedule because I need to be there because I see how it could benefit me as a creative, right? But just in case I can't make it, are you going to be online? Can I like, watch it while I do work? Can I see it? Will it be there online?
We are looking to see if there's an option for that, but currently there will be an option. However, as we find out, when we get to that date, we'll update more information onto the website as well. So you'll have clearer information. We'll send out more information on Blast via our social media pages as well. So we'll push the information out further as best as possible.
And I know Lorraine O'Connor from C15 Studios would be there, right? In terms of the amount of funding available or the turnaround of funding, I assume that she will go in detail and explain that to us?
Correct. She will go into more detail, but it's as low as $500,000 up to $1.5 million. The fund is around the Caribbean, so you have other countries trying to get this access to this financing as well. And so that's why a vehicle such as ourselves, making sure that you have the highest chance when you apply is critical. And so that's why we're going through our entity as well. But she'll be there on the ground to give you all the information as well.
It's good. I was trying to see if I have a phone call, but it looked like it is. Okay. At least I have someone who wants to engage you. So let me have that person come on, and then we'll listen to see what type of question they have. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello. Good day. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir.
Yes. Okay. I'm a Bahamian entrepreneur. And they normally have a lot of sophisticated guys coming on saying they can lend money to start and next and the whole nine yards, right? And then when you go to them and you start with them, they ask you for all these different information and all these different documents. And then when they check stock, they only lend it to people who already have money. It don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying?
So let me let Mr. Higgs respond to that. And thank you very much for calling, sir. So Mr. Higgs, there are a number of persons that are concerned about the access to the funding. Can you give any commentary on that?
It's an understandable comment. What I'll say is, in the Bahamas, we are in a critical point because there are so much entrepreneurs. There are so many persons who would like to take a chance on themselves. And right now, one of the biggest issues we have is low-cost financing. The ability to lend to entrepreneurs at a rate that is palatable for them to utilize is difficult. So I share in his concern. However, I would like to speak just about there are so many options out now as well than there were 20 years ago. You do have the Small Business Development Center offering the guarantee, which increases your chance. The same thing what BDB is doing, we're offering this opportunity with the C15 Studios, which again, doesn't mean everyone who applies will get the funds. We're providing as much opportunities as possible. Mm-hmm. And so with over the next 3 to 5 years, we're hoping that we can add enough buckets and enough services that as much entrepreneurs who can service the debt or provide the returns for the equity investment is possible. And so I do understand his point, and we're just doing our job to provide as many sources of revenue, financing to entrepreneurs as we can.
And I appreciate your efforts. This is Nicholas Higgs, Managing Director of the Bahamas Development Bank, and they're doing a financing of creative industry, which is going to be held on June 26th, which is Monday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Of course, they will have the Lorraine O'Connor, General Manager of C15 Studios Limited, and they can have Felicia Hanna, Director of the Bahamas Investment Authority. We also can have Brickle Pinder, Director of Trade and Industry at the Ministry of Economic Affairs, and they'll be giving information, giving you access to possible access to funding, especially for persons inside the creative industry. And if you are a creative and in the industry of animation, in the industry of architecture, in the industry of beauty, carnival arts, dance, events, fashion, film, hospitality, music, photography, technology, theater arts, visual arts, wellness, and sports. If you are an entrepreneur inside these areas and you want to have access to funding, this is the event for you where you could go, you sign up online, and I can let Mr. Higgs explain the webpage, the email address, to email again one more time, that you can register and come to the event that's happening on Monday. So Mr. Higgs, before you go, give me how to get in contact with you again.
So thank you again. You can go to the Bahamas Development Bank's Facebook page to register for the event. You can also email sdi@bdb.gov.bs, or you can call the office at 702-5700 to get more information. But you can register via our Facebook page. You can send an email of interest to sdi@bdb.gov.bs, or if you need more information or not sure of anything, you can call us at 702-5700.
Thank you very much, Mr. Higgs. I appreciate this information. I'll definitely be passing to see if I get access to some of these funds. And thanks for all the work that you're doing at the Bahamas Development Bank. I would love to invite you back to explain one or two things that you're doing there at the bank in terms of giving opportunities to Bahamians. So thanks again.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
Yes, definitely. This has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.